On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Hey Scoop, how's it going?
Good man, how are you?
Oh good, I've been a bit ill, I've been off work for the last couple of days, but I'm back. I'm glad I'm able to talk to you post-Emmys, post whatever it is you've been doing.
Yeah, I've been really busy of late.
Tell us all about it. Fill us in.
I did.
Let us vicariously enjoy your life.
There's an upcoming film called Bad Times at the El Royale, and I did interviews for that with like John Hamm and Jeff Bridges and Dakota Johnson. Jeff Bridges, the only older gentleman who can pull off just cruising around in slippers and look cool.
Still,
you know.
See, well done him for doing that, eh? Well done.
Yeah, he was really cool.
What's the movie about?
What else? It's set in the late 60s at a hotel on the border of California and Nevada. It's kind of a Tarantino-esque situation. A lot of production design. It's kind of a thriller character. Multiple characters meet up all with their own weird story. Coming out in a couple of weeks. But on to this week's films. There's a whole bunch coming out. I've seen one of them, and it's called Smallfoot, and it's an animated movie
about Yeti.
And the film's fine. I did interviews for that as well with Common and Channing Tatum, who are two of the Yetis in it. Film.
They both cool. I imagine
Brothers.
They'd both be pretty cool.
Yeah. They're both very nice. Channing Tatum seems like a bit of adult.
You're pretty clever, adult
in a good
though.
Way, you know. Yeah.
Pretty savvy, adult.
And
Common, you never would have guessed when Common brought out that first album that he'd be doing the voice of a cartoon character on a feature film about the cartoon about Yetis.
It's true, and he's on these ads here that play all the time. I think they're from Microsoft, and it's like, oh, Common. you know?
I do love him, though. Clogged up your schedule, did he?
Yeah. But the thing about this film that's really stuck with me, the film's fine. It's got a kind of a slight old-school Warner Brothers Looney Tunes Roadrunner vibe to it, which I liked. But there's this viral meme going around about it. There's posters for it all over LA, and they're character posters. Channing Tatum is Mego. Common is Stonekeeper. And this guy, who was apparently big on Vine back when that existed, has just recorded the song. It's less than a minute long. But the song is Zendaya is Michi, which is, you know, Zendaya, the singer-actress from Spider-Man. She's in this as well, and her character's name is Michi.
Right.
And this
sounds like a must-download.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's so good. It's 45 seconds long.
It does look really good. Oh, the clip, not the movie.
Yeah, the clip. It's better than the movie. And the movie's not bad, but Zendaya is Michi. It's stuck in my head. You gotta look this up.
Oh, I'll hunt it down.
Just look up Zendaya is Michi, and it's gone massively viral. And I bet the Warner Brothers people are stoked because people are paying attention to the film. But I'm kind of obsessed with it, and it's haunting my...
It might be some sort of subconscious double bluff, and it actually might be Warner Brothers who did it, paid someone to do it. Oh, bummed you out there, haven't I?
And just you watch the thing. It's what I think is the appeal of it is it's the most frivolous thing of all time, and this guy's taking it really seriously.
And I'll be the judge
of
that.
Just, everything is so loaded these days, it's just totally unloaded. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of just, there's just joy in his voice when he sings it, and it's just, the way that the ridiculousness of what he's saying. He's been interviewed about it, and he said something quite funny. He said, well, I walk past his posters every day, and the one that stuck out to me was Zendaya as Michi. These are two things my father hasn't heard of. And I don't know why that stuck with me. But please look up Zendaya as Michi, Mike, and listeners. You won't regret it. It's if it hasn't infected your Twitter feed already, it's blowing up. But there's a whole bunch of other films coming out this week.
So what else?
The Ruth Bader Ginsburg doco, pertinent based on today's hearings. She's a Supreme Court Justice who is a total star, and everyone's hoping she remains alive for as long as possible. So, conservative majority.
Ooh.
Yo. Are you there, Fabian?
Happens, eh? A little bit of discussion about the government.
Hello?
He comes through. You're there. Yeah, they're back again. There? We got you back again. Thank you.
Did the automatic...
the automatic talking about the government.
came in. Yeah. That bloody Trump. He's got his... He's everywhere.
Laugh track.
So, yeah. RBG is the name of that film. And there's Night School, which is a Kevin Hart film with Tiffany Haddish, is out. And some other stuff. That's all
right. Comprehensive report from our man in Hollywood there. Thank you, Fabian Fanboy. Have a wonderful week.
You too, Mike.
Have you got a lot on the itinerary this week? Big stars?
Oh, man, I am doing
big hitters.
The coolest thing ever. I'm doing the coolest thing ever tomorrow. I'm flying to Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Shut up. Are you?
Do the junket for First Man, the Neil Armstrong film. They're doing it at Kennedy Space Center.
Wow, and you get to go to that.
I'm stowing away on a rocket. I'm getting off this ridiculous planet before it all implodes.
You know, that Cape Canaveral is amazing.
And Alpha Centauri.
Have you been there before?
No.
It's amazing.
I love NASA.
Oh, my God. Like, everything you've said pales in comparison. You could have ended up sleeping with John Hammond. It just paled in comparison. Ugh.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. Super excited for this.
All right, don't blow that. All right? You have an early night, all right?
Zendaya is Michi.
Oh, Jesus.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Thing I like.